Well, firstly, Darren, congratulations on the new deal. You must be excited to continue your project at Finn Harps.
Yeah, look, obviously it was maybe something at the very start that I maybe didn't envisage happening, but the way things have obviously panned itself out, I enjoyed my first year as a head coach again. Yeah, it had been a long time since I'd managed some Gavin Swifts. It was maybe something that I never ever thought I would go back into, but I really enjoyed the 12 months at Harps, and obviously enjoyed the first 12 months where I was assistant manager, and so it was an easy decision for me in the end. Obviously I went through quite a bit in my personal life with the loss of my father, and the football club and the people around the football club and the people in general around Donegal were magnificent with me, and you know, I felt very much at ease, and I enjoy doing what I do and I enjoy working with the people I work with. So in the end, it's nice to obviously get it over the line. You know, obviously I want to thank the football club for having the trust in me. I think there's an honest, open working relationship with myself and the powers that be at the football club. They understand where I'm coming from. I understand what they're trying to do, and I think it works well together. You know, they can see that I see what they're trying to do. You know, I've already said the priorities for me are, number one, the new stadium. That has to be the main focus and the main drive for everyone connected to the football club. Number two is ensuring that we have a football club and an academy that's accessible to all. Our futsal team has been brilliant. Obviously, they've won the two competitions that they've won over the previous 2 years, and now we have, you know, we have the two women's teams, and hopefully in 2026 we have a senior women's team, and then obviously our own boys academy has started to flourish, where we are now getting young boys representing both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is magnificent for us all. And then obviously the next thing comes is the first team, and it's not that it's being put down in the list of priorities, it's to ensure that when we do go back to the promised land, that is the premiership, that we're ready to go back there as a football club and stay there. We don't go up for 1 or 2 years and back down. We go up and we're able to survive and compete at the top table.
Yeah, and it's been obvious that throughout your tenure so far, that getting young players into your first team is something that you take pride in, Darren. The first thing that actually struck me when I heard the news about your new 3-year deal was that it was really good news for the academy players. You'll be able to continue to try and develop that now in the next coming 3 years.
I think it's something that I'm very passionate about and very strong on. Now, I understand there'll also be disappointment for some young academy players that maybe don't make it to the next level, but I'm a great believer in, before we go further afield to bring players in, we'll have a look at what we have. And it's important that if we have players there that I feel in 6 months, 8 months or 12 months time can progress to be a first team player, that they're given that opportunity to grow. That won't change with me. I think the board understand that about me. Look, down the years we have been a club that has been able to attract. I've heard this quite a bit in my time at Finn Harps, the marquee signings. That's when we were financially in a good place. At the moment, we are at a different end of the scale. So it is about creating an environment and a pathway for your own. And that's something that I'm proud of. It's been brilliant. You know, I know young Oisin Cooney and young Gavin McAteer have been obviously put up the very top of the pedestal, because they obviously went to Notts Forest in trial, and Oisin's now obviously on trial at Newcastle as well. He was away for 10 days, so that they have obviously been seen out there. But you know, the other ones that have come along with them on the journey and been part of it, you know, the Max Johnsons, the Dara Coyles, the Kevin Jordans, they have all played, Aaron McLaughlin, they all have played a massive role in that too, and I think that's important. For me, I think we need that identity. I think we need that. You know, we are where we are in the map of Ireland. We're probably the forgotten county, but we do offer that opportunity now for these young players, and I think a lot of young players in and around the area have seen that, and that can only bode well. Obviously, there'll be some disappointments, you know, because some might just not make the grade, but I'm kind of hoping that we have more success stories. You know, I'm kind of hoping that we are able to attract them players that are 17, 18, 19 that are maybe in the fringes of other squads close to us that look at us and say, well, a lot of clubs talk about there being a pathway and a lot of clubs talk about introducing young players. We're physically and actively doing that and have done that, and we continue to do that, and that's something yet that I'm very passionate about. There's no point hiding behind any other thing. It's something that I want to do. We'll continue to do. I have a brilliant relationship, fantastic relationship with the people that work in our academy, both the boys and the girls side of it, and I have a fantastic relationship with the futsal team as well. And that's something that I feel is hugely important in my role. It's not about me and about the first team. It's about a football club and a football community, and I will work extremely hard to continue to grow that side of the club.
Yeah, you touched on the club and the community there. What kind of position do you think the club are in now heading into the 2025 campaign? And I suppose a fairly obvious question to ask is, what would your goals be for the upcoming season on the pitch?
Again, my goals will not have changed from way back in November 2022 when somebody asked me, what will you try and do? I'll try and put a team on the pitch that the supporters are proud of. I'll try and put a team on the pitch that will be competitive in every game. I felt we were competitive in all our games last season. Like always, we probably done better than a lot of people thought we would do. That was all built on an honesty and a trust among the group, with the staff and the players, and that's something that I think the players at senior level and the younger ones coming from the academy into the senior squad have probably enjoyed under my tenure. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't really hide or keep anything from them. You know, anything that's going on at senior level, regards it be the floodlight failure, should it be travel arrangements, all that type of stuff, I'm very open and honest with the players, and the players are very open and honest with me. And I think that's why we were as successful as we were last year, and it'll be the same again this year. We all start with a clean piece of paper and we all go again, but again it'll be me trying to put a team on the pitch that the supporters are proud of and a team on the pitch that the supporters can relate to. I feel last year, the 12 months, we formed a small connection again. It was a very, very small step. I know a lot of supporters out there were disappointed we didn't make the playoffs, and I get that, but you know, if you rewinded 12 months, I don't think too many supporters thought we would have been anywhere near the playoffs. So to be there right up until the final game of the season and give ourselves that opportunity showed that we were competitive. Again, it's going to be a very difficult league. You've obviously Dundalk coming down, who have the name, tradition and history of one of the League of Ireland's biggest and best clubs. And then you see the investment that's been in the Cove, Wexford and Athlone. So everybody in the first division are trying to be more competitive. You know, people talked about Kerry obviously finishing bottom, but we're 21 points better off than they were the season before. So there's a massive improvement in Kerry as well. So it's a very competitive league and a tough league. But again, I'm confident that we put a team out there that will be competitive in each and every game we play. And that'll start now. The players will get a programme in December, which they'll start. And then we'll all be back in together come January. And then it's all systems go for February when the league kicks off. But I'm certainly not one of these guys that go out and make false promises. The only promise that I will make is that I'll try and put a team on the pitch that's competitive, and let's see where Texas, a bit like last year.
And one thing that just stood out for me from last season in your post-match interviews, you always give your players huge credit for sticking at it even when the chips were down. There was times there in the middle of last year when the results were hard to come by. Surely you'd like to feel like your players have learned a lot from last season and can kind of kick on and use those bad experiences to help you in the coming season.
I think they learned from them last year themselves when you look at how they finished the season. Obviously, when we went into the run of games where we lost 5 games out of 6, people were and tried to be hugely critical of them. You know, them 5 games that they lost out of 6, they went to Cork twice, they went to Treaty, they went to Limerick, and they went to Cove and Kerry as well. So, you know, in that run of 7 or 8 weeks where it was really, really tough, they stuck together and people completely ripped them off. We had our private conversations like we always do, you know, but like a father figure to a lot of them because they were very young men. But I did have some senior pros in the change room, the likes of David Cawley and Tony McNamee, who who I trust and rely on very heavily. We sat down and we had the conversations, and we said it can work two ways. You know, we can feel sorry for ourselves, or we can go again and see if we can and make a run of it. And that's what they did. You know, to come off the back of the run that they came off and then go and do what they did, it was magnificent. And as you say, it's a learning curve for them, and for them young boys to go through that and experience that. And it was tough, there's no question about that. You know, people don't understand how tough it is to be on a bus and play a game for 18 to 20 hours. You know, it is a tough gig, and to do that 6-7 weeks out of 8, be away from home, they learnt a lot. They grew a lot together, and it showed in the final 7 or 8 weeks of the season, where we went from being completely out of it to again people saying they've given themselves a chance. And that was down to the players. That certainly was not down to me. What I did, all I did the whole way through that was there to be there for them and be a sounding board and an advice. And even if they wanted advice and stuff like that, then they came to me. I have a very, very strong relationship with the players. Have a very close connection with the players, and that's something that again I pride myself on. You know, obviously, as I say, with the difficult times with my father, the support I received from the players and the people in the football club was immense, and that told me that we had something together, and that's important. And yes, the players have learned from it already. I think the final 7-8 games of the season showed that they've learned from that difficult run. It's up to them. There will be a core group of that squad stays. We will lose players. Unfortunately, that's how the game works. But we hope to replace them players with the ones that we had before. And hopefully we have some more of our own coming through to enhance the group. And as I say, it won't be about me. It never has been about me. It'll be about the group, the whole group. And that's the players and the staff. I don't see myself as the main person. Yeah, the staff that I have that work with me, we're all equal. We all do a job, and we're all there to help each other, and that will be the way it will be moving forward. You know, I don't see myself to be any different than any of the rest, and we work well together, and that's what we continue to do.
Darren, thanks very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season, and congratulations on the new deal again.
Mark, thank you, 100%, thank you.